Minutes. California Council of the Blind Board Meeting June 30, 2015 by Judy Wilkinson, CCB Secretary. Editor's note, as promised in the fall issue, here are the final set of minutes from my term as secretary. In the spring issue, once they are approved, we'll present Artis Bazin's minutes. President Jeff Tom called the executive session to order at 6:32 p.m. Absent, Treasurer Peter Pardini, Directors Artis Bazin and Robert Wendt. Contract matters were discussed. No actions were taken. General Meeting President Jeff Tom called the meeting to order at 7:03 p.m. Absent, Directors Artis Bazin and Robert Wendt. Other attendees, Steve Aminoff, Annette Carter, Steve Fort, Gabe Griffith, Debbie and Phil Obregon, Pam Pelagi, Pete Romero, Anthony Signorello, Vivian Younger. The agenda was read, no additions. Jean Lozano moved and Lena Bandy seconded the motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting of May 28, 2015. One abstention. AMC Charter President Jeff Tom cited the relevant section of the CCB Constitution governing chapter suspension, see Appendix 1, Article 8, Sec 8.3. The Association of Multicultural Concerns affiliate has submitted no relevant documents including officer sheets and appropriate rosters for at least 2015 and 2014. Rosters are incomplete. The same names for both officers and members are submitted year after year going back as far as Jeff's previous presidency. Since 2012, attempts have been made in writing and by phone to get the affiliate to provide proper documentation. Jeff reiterated this is a charter issue. We can't have affiliates flaunting the CCB Constitution. Discussion. Former President Donna Pomerantz reported the affiliate had been non-responsive for years to attempts to reach out. The officer sheet included the president but incomplete information for officers. Deceased persons were included in the roster and people who hadn't paid dues in years and did not consider themselves members of the affiliate. Frank Welt moved and Jean Lozano seconded a motion to suspend the charter for the Association of Multicultural Concerns. Further discussion. Pam Pelagi stated that she was listed as a dues-paying member as recently as last year. She hadn't paid dues in years and no longer considered herself an affiliate member. Jeff stated the affiliate could reorganize. The vote was unanimous. 2015 convention update. Jean Lozano reported that on June 25th, the site committee visited the Hilton Woodland Hills Hotel. They met with the Director of Sales and Marketing Scott McClatch to discuss the status of renovations. Jean reminded us of upcoming deadlines. 2016 convention update. Jean reported the site committee visited the Vegas Casino and Resort, 36 miles outside downtown San Diego near Alpine. The resort covers 100 acres and has been in existence 20 years. They are building a second tower with more guest rooms and conference facilities, slated for opening in October. Our committee was unable to have a walkthrough of this area, though a representative from Conference Direct confirmed it should meet our needs. The majority of our rooms and events will be in this new tower with spillover in the existing facility. We do not have to go through the gaming area to access our events. Specific details: a shuttle round trip for all transportation sites, train, bus, airport, will cost $50, normally $116. Paratransit serves the casino. There is a fixed route bus from San Diego. The casino has confirmed the dates of April 6th to 10th for $99 per room all-inclusive. Food and beverage, $15,000 all-inclusive. To have no meeting room charges, we must book 228 nights and meet the F&B minimum. Jean gave numbers to gain various upgrades. A dog relief area exists and another will be constructed. They are appreciative of the duck guidelines provided by Margie Donovan. They will make menus available in Braille and large print for their 7 restaurants. They will help with the buffet. The restaurants have a price range from $6-$58 in the steakhouse. This could impact our plated meal count. Jean is concerned that attendees may get disoriented going to restaurants through the large 400-slot gaming area. We will work on having volunteers in that area. Others from the site committee added comments. Jeff added the food is great. They are responsive to our ADA requests. We will include a clause in our contract so we can visit once again and cancel if necessary. The casino is near a mall with lots of stores. Peter added they have a health club facility. They could provide us a spa package. He was impressed with the staff. They have 1,800 employees. Donna added the signage is good and the rooms are very nice. We would probably need to opt out of our contract by the end of November. They seem comfortable working with blind people since one of our affiliates goes there regularly. A 20% attrition rate was raised, but in response to a question from Judy it was affirmed we need to meet the 228 nights and $15,000 F&B minimums. Judy moved and Vince seconded a motion to enter contract negotiations with the Vegas Casino with the understanding that if site conditions are unsatisfactory we can dissolve the contract. Vince asked if there could be some kind of group discount for the $50 transportation fee. Answer was we'll check but probably not. In regards to Vince's question concerning transferring from one company to another on paratransit, Jeff said they would get clarification but the casino assured us paratransit would work. Steve Fort expressed concern over transportation costs, but was reassured that we really couldn't get a better deal given the relatively low room rates and reasonably priced meals. Gene reminded us the minimum we'd been quoted for room rates elsewhere was $129. Gene reminded us of the challenge we face beginning in 2018 finding an affordable venue. Pam Pelagi thanked the committee and reiterated the reality that this is the best deal we could expect. She reminded us that paratransit users could get visitor status. Vivian Younger asked about the workout facility and pool. Yes to both. Vida asked that as we get closer to the event, all transportation options be clearly spelled out in the connection. The motion passed with one abstention. Jean reminded us that once we have a full board, it must be a high priority to address the issue of future conference conventions. Costs will rise. The board must use creative thinking. Even the room rate of $129 had an associated F&B minimum of $20,000. Hotels aren't as interested in small groups. Position of Secretary Jeff announced that given Judy's decision not to run again for the position of Secretary, he has appointed Artis Bazin to serve until elections in the fall. Provider to record the Blind Californian, Linda Perel, chair of the Publications Committee reported that when it became clear that Learning Alley could no longer record the BC, Mike Keithley arranged for Mickey and Sandy Quinzer to record for us. They also record the Silicon Valley newsletter. They charge $150 per issue. Their costs were covered for the first two issues of the year by Publications Committee members Mike Keithley and Susan Glass. Linda moved and Judy seconded a motion to allocate $600 to cover the entire cost of recording the four 2015 issues of the Blind Californian, reimbursing our two hardworking Publication Committee members. This would represent $100 over the $500 amount budgeted for this year. Donna asked what the format would be, the format Mike Keithley needs to create the cassette masters. Discussion arose as to how to designate the $300 donated by Mike and Susan. Judy and Linda reiterated that though the money technically had been donated, it was the unanimous decision of the Publications Committee to have the money reimbursed. Vida said that if it was a donation, we should respect that. Linda added that we would explore other recording options but needed an immediate solution so decided to go with the bird in the hand, and use this reasonably priced alternative for the time being. Discussion arose as to whether we need a formal contract. Gene felt we need a contract with deliverables for the auditors. We need to check to see what kind of contract we have with Annette Carter who produces the large print version. Judy hoped we would leave things as they are with our current contractors. Jeff stated we would take the issue under advisement and check to see what the auditors need. Vida asked if the $600 would apply to next year's budget. Donna stated that having served on the budget committee for many years, we look at the previous year's budget to determine the costs for the following year so that the amount would most likely be budgeted. The motion passed with one no vote. Departing board members Jeff stated his goal for the next 3 months is to deal with things that must be dealt with, not acting on things which can be postponed until we have a full board, but if necessary, board meetings would be called. Jeff publicly thanked the departing members. Roger Peterson, who always works with total aplomb. Judy Wilkinson, it's not easy to draft minutes for this wild bunch. And for your questions. Linda Perel, an excellent board member who served in so many different ways. Vida Zavoli, for all the things you have done in a number of capacities and all her excellent questions. He noted that John Ross and Robert Wendt would also be leaving the board. Further updates: the new phone system is in. There are still glitches. The first connection is up. The president's mailbox is up. More material will be added to the governmental affairs mailbox. We're gearing up for the Mutstrat. He reminded us we can phone Ed at the office for assistance in setting up fundraising pages. Donna spoke of the sweepstakes. Thanks to a generous donor of $500, we will be able to offer a first prize of $1,000. Other prizes are being sought. Tickets are $2 each. The drawing will be December 4th. Public comment: Steve Fort commented on a suggestion made at last night's president's call to have a survey of what activities people would like to see at conventions. He added he would definitely be at the 2016 convention despite the issue he raised earlier, which was satisfactorily answered. Pam Pelagi wished everyone a safe ACB convention and happy 4th. She thanked the board for its good job. Appendix 1, Section 8.3a, Chapters, Privileges and Duties as an affiliate of the California Council of the Blind shall be as set forth in this Constitution and the Council bylaws. Any chapter not retaining at least 10 members for 2 consecutive years shall be deemed inactive and shall lose its privilege to vote at the Council Convention. At this time, the Board of Directors may consider the withdrawal of the chapter's charter. All members of such a chapter shall retain their privileges of membership in the council and shall become members at large in the case of withdrawal of charter.